Our goal is how do we control the environmental impact and feed the billions of people.
This is a project that is led by us, Temasek Life Sciences, together with TLA, with the objective to increase yields for farmers, increase productivity so that their incomes improve, at the same time to reduce methane and other greenhouse gases emissions to mitigate global warming.
One approach is that change the irrigation methodology and also flood irrigation is formerly normally practiced, and also we have our own fertilizer cocktail which we developed. First trial in all the three countries are over and the results are also very positive. We got around methane reduction of up to 50%, and we could increase the yield of the farmers by 6%, 25% of fertilizer we can reduce, and also we can reduce the water level up to 30%.
This is the pipe which we use for measuring the water. When the water level falls to 15 centimeter, we re-irrigate. Bring the water to 5 centimeter level. When you have oxygen entering the soil, the bacteria which produces methane is reduced, which leads to less emissions.
The main challenge we see is that, you know, farmers are not very adaptive for new technologies. They fear, because traditionally they flood the fields and then, you know, put the fertilizer and forget it. When you try to introduce something which is scientifically proven, they are a bit hesitant. And also they fear about the yields ultimately. Our responsibility is teach them. And then we wanted to say that, you know, this works better. Here in Indonesia and India also, people have seen what we are doing. And now they are ready to adapt as well. They are asking, you know, how come your field is better than ours?
Mula-mula memang ada risau karena kita belum tahu macam mana sistem kerja dia. Takut kalau proyek ini ada gagal, kita gagal panen. Dulu kita perlakuan adalah secara tradisional. Biasanya untuk MT2 setelah tanam mungkin 1 minggu atau 2 minggu itu tanaman ada menguning ataupun ada yang kerdil. Dengan adanya perlakuan TLL ini, tanaman kita bisa normal dari awal sampai sekarang umurnya sudah sampai 40 hari.
Kalau melihat dari kanan kiri maupun lingkungan pertanian yang sebelah dari lahan sini, itu banyak sekali yang menginginkan, Pak. Kelihatannya sudah ada satu kemajuan kalau dibandingkan dengan tahun-tahun yang sebelum ada penelitian. Setelah kejadian ini, mungkin malah harapannya selalu dibantu seperti ini dan bisa bekerja sama seperti ini, malah jadi harapan.
Our work will stop at some point. We train a bunch of people with all our technologies, how to apply fertilizers, split fertilizers, and these farmers will train the other trainers, because we are not a commercially rice growing company, we are a research institution. Our main focus is to make sure that all the challenges what we see in India and Indonesia and also in Laos, how to overcome these things, and then we'll go beyond.